Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara works as a chaplain in New Haven, Connecticut. The title of her preaching today is, Let's Get Rid of Those Demons.
A reading from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus went up to the mountain and summoned those whom he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, that they might be with him, and he might send them forth to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. He appointed the 12, Simon, whom he called Peter, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, who he called Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Today's gospel recounts the calling of the 12 apostles. It's a powerful and meaningful passage, especially for those of us who are called to religious life or the priesthood, or who those who are called to a specific ministry. But what really caught my attention were these verses. He appointed 12 that he might send them forth to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. Talk about a mission statement. Many of those listening can relate to the first part about being sent to preach. As members of the Order of Preachers, we take this preaching call pretty seriously, whether it's formal preaching like this website or in the pulpit, or preaching with our lives and our actions. But casting out demons? Maybe not so much. As a chaplain in a hospital, I was really drawn to this call to have authority to drive out demons. One day I visited with Lindsay in the emergency department, who explained that she had been sober for 10 years, but had recently been feeling that evil was right behind her, pressuring her, pushing her. She was afraid of this evil and wanted a prayer or a blessing that might give her strength to overcome it. The prayer to Saint Michael the Archangel immediately came to mind. Now, this isn't my favorite prayer, because I hate the idea of condemning any creature, even devils, to everlasting damnation. But the line of the prayer, "Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil," provides a source of comfort, which proved true with Lindsay. She had a tool now to remind her of God's compassion, that God would love her so much that God would send an angelic being to protect her. Prayers and rituals can be powerful reminders of God's presence with and concern for us. I see lots of other demons in the hospital, like the effects of the demons of alcoholism and drug addiction, conditions like bipolar, schizophrenia, or depression may feel like demons to those suffering from them. Our nation is also struggling with its own demons, such as incivility, partisanism, racism, individualism. The disrespect genie escaped the control of civility when the past president made fun of people with disabilities, called his rivals childish names, and promoted violence to those who disagreed with him. And politicians on both sides who continue these practices feed that evil and can encourage it among others. And these demons are wreaking havoc in our families, our cities and our nation, on planes and trains, in our schools and our state houses. We need to cast them out. We carry around our own demons, judgment, envy, anger, pride, that seem to control us at times. I know when my own demons raise their ugly heads, I'm desperate to get rid of them. Today's gospel gives me hope and confidence that God wants them under control, wants them gone. God made control over demons one of the most important jobs of the men he called for the first bishops. Now, I don't think that preaching and control of demons are limited to bishops. We are all called to play a part in this, whether it's our own demons, those in our family, or our nation. And so today, let us pray that we will have the wisdom to see demons clearly, the courage to do what we can about them, and the gratitude in knowing that God wants us to be free from their control and will be with us at all times.